Oh my, look at us. Hello to the world.
What'd you just click? How'd you get that
Here,
up?
I'll show you.
Wait, what
Very,
page?
very simple. Right?
Yeah.
NID. And then it's gonna put
No.
no.
Oh,
Now,
yeah.
what would happen
Why don't
if
you just save it as
what
a
would happen possibly if you I'll show you how to do the other shit, ready? It's hard, it's more intense. No. MEN. See? Ooh, but it's not there. You have to go A C
C
A. You have to spell out like most of the word. Menachos there.
Yes. Yes. Slow. Like we'll never like think you go or whatever. And I'm just like something like that's you. Okay. John. Yeah, more shot. Really? Yeah, it's okay. They like all. Wow, that's all the but you gotta know every few months. That's the one.
Every single human possession. Every single human possession.
It's like both.
Oh, they're real. You have the Shabbat? You have the Shabbat? So, no. We'd love to have you. It's been too long. It's been too long. Hey, no, a week and a half. Okay.
Wow, we really don't. Every 10 years is a starting for control. You want to decide what to be a question. That's because you see
Okay. Ooh, Judah Graham is coming. Ooh, Judah Graber. Ooh, ah. Where are you in Virginia now?
South Carolina.
North Carolina?
South.
We're South Carolina.
We're driving right. We're on our way. We just took a rest stop, but we're on our way to Richmond.
Richmond. My Talmud's here. Okay. Is Ellie Goldberg here? Moshe?
I don't see him on yet.
So does he realize where?
I can
go. I'll reach out to him. I'll make sure.
Because he's not the type to miss. Tell him away, fam. What about David Kirsch?
Hi, Rebbe.
Okay. Where's your camera?
My camera is broken. That's where my camera is.
Okay. Okay, so today is our last day that we're going to be together and involved in Inyanei Nida. It was a very good year, Buya and Hara. And as I said, you know, it's not only the learning, but it's meeting people that I wouldn't have necessarily met before. So that's worth more to me than anything else. So that's very special. But we should continue, you know. It's just the beginning. Relationships have to begin and they have to continue. So Be'ez Hashem, okay. There's one thing I meant to say in the last, when we talked about the packet on Makkah, that I didn't say, so I'll say it over now before we'll begin, is what's the din if you take a stick and you poke the uterine lining and then there's blood that comes out. So it's coming out from trauma, not from hormonal. So sometimes you have a lot of procedures like that there's trauma. And it's not that there's a change in hormones. So some hold that's like Damida, because it's coming from the, you know, it's coming from the same uterine lining as, I think Rav Feinstein told me that once, if I'm not mistaken. But Rav Shlomo Zalman quoted in the Mishnah Savram, Rabbi Brandelice, the quote that this I heard from Rav Abadi, that's Damaka, because even though it's the uterine lining, but it's not coming out, it's coming out through trauma, not through the regular hormones that are causing the lining to shed. And we had a discussion about fibroids, right, the other day, but that would be Damaka. And they say over from Shechter holds that that's a kesem, that's a new finish. And since it's uterine lining, but it's not through hormones based on the Ravachava, so that's a kesem, but it would still be also mid Rabbanan. So those are the three possibilities. I usually follow what Rabbi said, the Shlomo Zalman, that it's be considered Damaka, but it's a whole discussion, this topic. So I realized that I neglected, and then, you know, have all those discussions. Okay, so where last Bechina was up to where?
Chakos.
Chakos were included in the last one or not?
No.
Okay. Good. Okay, so we'll have to try, you know, so you'll have some order of, you know, I'll raise a question and you can raise your hand or put a thing on your, you know, and then I can call on people. I try not to put anyone on the spot, even on a Bechina, but I want everyone by the end that gets an opportunity to speak. So after a while, when some people have spoken and others have not, so I'm going to give opportunities to people who didn't speak yet. Okay. All right, Ellie Goldberg. Good morning. You there, Ellie? Shalom.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, good to see you.
You too.
Okay, so we'll start with the Shiloh again last night, and we'll go from there.
Did you tell the answer? We have to fast.
Yeah, he hasn't fasted for me. Someone called me up. Their wife needs to get injections. They do, I think, maybe an IVF cycle or something like that, and they need to get injections before. And lo and behold, she's a Nida. So what's the story about giving an injection to your wife when she's a Nida?
The husband or someone else?
No, if someone else, you know, she's asking her husband to give her, yeah.
I think, though, I mean, I don't know how relatable this is, but I think that the Truma Sotetra says that if the wife is ill, if the husband is ill, then the wife can help the husband, vice versa, can't. But the Rama says if no one else is around, if there's like no doctor or anything like that, then they could be made whole and the husband can help. I don't know if he counts as like a doctor here, but like he's helping.
Is this better than that case? Or this is worse?
It's Usher because it's Embo Sakana.
Wait. So please, I'm going to call on everybody. So please. Who said that?
Tzvi Kaplan.
Tzvi Kaplan. Okay, we'll take all the comments that I want to hear. Everyone's comment is significant, but I called on Yitzi Lester.
Similar to the case,
but is this better or is this worse?
Yeah.
Moshe?
You could definitely find that this is worse in some way, as like injection for where or some off now.
No.
Oh, it's not. Oh, okay. So maybe it's better. It's not touching. It's only the injection.
I feel like it's not there, but anyways, isn't it causing her pain? It's not like he's.
You have to still hold also.
Yeah.
When you give an injection, you also have to hold the heart and stuff. You can't just like. Shoot it in from a distance. That's what I thought he was going to say, that you don't have to touch her at all, but I think you still do it.
But where is the injection?
I mean, it's into the stomach.
If it's IV, you could do it in the stomach.
It's into the stomach? So in the stomach, what are you going to do? Are you going to swallow?
You have to, like, pinch the stomach somewhere. I never...
Right, but would you have to hold anything? Or you just...
No, you can't just.
You have
to
hold
that.
That's not allowed.
I don't think so. I think that.
Would...
Could you hold it
through
a glove?
If what?
I was asking, could you hold it through a glove, like just
a glove? Right. Yeah.
Well,
if you, that would be better, obviously.
Ready. I think that maybe we saw the Torah of Shlomim was more mafia for a husband than another doctor. But there's no like. Personal connection prior to this. The doctor was going to be sterile. The husband is going to be might be a little bit more gospel.
Yeah, what were you saying? Jonathan Haller?
Should they keep her?
What is still thinking for himself?
Yeah, husbands who could help their wives when they were sick.
Rebbe, can't you just give herself the shot?
Oh. I don't know. Okay. Could she?
But she's not drinking.
In this case, it sounds like it's something. Couldn't she just get someone else to do? Unless they're on vacation or an island somewhere. That's they're in the city. Can't she get one of her female friends? Or even another man might be better.
Right.
So at the end, they might not want people to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
This case is altogether comparable to a colon.
Also, according to the Rambam, wouldn't we say it's only if it's derech chiba that it'll be usher? So, could you tie that this is derech
afro? Not according to the Beis Yosef.
It's my focus base, Joseph Shach. I don't understand.
Al-Kreva might be the Oraisa.
According to the Ramban.
Well, what does the base Joseph say? Base Joseph says Lachora, because he says the Nafkamina, even if it's a Kanas Nafashos, meaning the Chuvas Miyachasos the Ramban, says it's not allowed if it's called Shein Bosakana, but it's Mashma, Chol Sheish Bosakana is fine. Right? But the Beis Yosef says actually Nafkamina between the Ramban and the Rambam, because he thinks that for the Rambam, it's Deraisa even if it's not Derechiba. So Sakanas Nafashos would be Abizrayo, the Gila Rayos. Right? So if you, Zach is saying like the Shach, that it only applies Derechiba. So even though, so if it's Sakanas Nafashos, even the Rambam would be Matir, because it's Sakanas Nafashos. But so you're assuming the Shach, which is fine, and it's probably the Pashos. But I just wanted to throw out that the Beis Yosef disagrees with the Mahav and Rambam.
Saying, don't forget the Beis Yosef. Okay, it's all good. How about having a catch with you, frisbee catch? Frisbee catch with you, right? Barab? Barabosteen? Really? Yeah, who does he get that from? Who said that? Oh, blank. Blank.
So wasn't there like a talking on
Tamid Rashi? What does Tamid Rashi say?
There's someone not to throw keys to each other.
Not to throw keys or the, not the hand?
Passing keys.
Also passing wine, right? Or Hagafen to, like, I think that if somebody passes.
Who's talking?
Yosef.
Who's talking? Yosef Wiles. Where are you now? Are you in Yerushalayim or HaKadosh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Chachma from Yerushalayim or
HaKadosh. Actually, in the Gris campus.
Oh, Ki Mitzion Tzei Torah.
No.
So what were you saying, Yosef?
If I recall correctly, then if you're passing through somebody else, if you're making hagafen and then you pass it over to your wife, but through somebody else, then that could be okay. Or it's the opposite. I think if the wife passes it over through somebody else, but if it's directly, then it's
Rav Abadi says.
And there's a tshuva. The Bishnoi tshuva says that if you throw it indirectly, right? So she has to reach out her hand to get it. It's not directly to her. Then that's not a problem either.
Rav Abadi says you can't
what
play.
What does Rav Abadi say? He
says you can't play like ping pong or tennis because the rationale is because even though you might think you could because you're trying to get the ball away from you, is that it's still Derek Chiba. So, but Rav Abadi says a board game would be fine.
Is that the Air Moshe?
Where's Rav Menashe Klein? Who is Rav Menashe Klein? Yeah, Umvar Rav.
16th Avenue.
16th Avenue.
I had it in my notes. I wrote that.
And the Bear Moshe?
His brother-in-law is at Tzal HaChachma. Right?
His brother.
Oh, his brother. From Australia.
And where did he, where was his shul?
That I didn't write in my notes.
16th Avenue also.
Oh, also.
And what else is on 16th Avenue? Beagleizer. What is Beagleizer?
It's
Star Wars next door to Beagleizer.
How proud is it the ball going into the balance ball? Yes, that's right.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Would it make a difference if you were throwing the frisbee and it would fall on the floor first?
Who's here? Who's talking here?
David Kirsch.
David Kirsch.
Would it make a difference if it fell on the floor first? Or you were bouncing a ball, for example?
That was the ping pong. You're saying that even though it's meant to bounce, that's
still be an issue. Yeah, okay. There's what to talk about.
But then you still have the problem of Derek Hebo.
Wasn't that the Svar of the Debatina that it bounces first, so therefore it's Mutter?
Yeah.
That's what the Debertinus. Debertinus says that, you think.
Thought so. I think Rabbi Anshir said that it'd be Machmer. The body's Machmer, and I think Rabbi said he's Machmer.
Yeah. It's, you know, some couples, they like to play tennis. Some don't.
Rabbi, weren't we also machalic if you're volleying or playing a game? Because if you're volleying, then the objective is to try to pass it to your wife, the ball. But if you're playing a game, you're trying to get it away from her.
Oh, interesting. That's interesting. Your wife plays tennis with you?
Yeah, I heard that from Rav Sobolevsky.
Yeah, are you a tennis player?
I'm not. My wife is.
Okay, but you need two people to play tennis.
Yes, I attempt to play.
That's one thing I know.
I attempt to play.
Okay, so we have some. What does Hamtaras Heyamim have to do with Shavuos? Hamtaras Heyamim have to do with Shavuos. As a slaver.
See that Moshe. Gentle
Moshe told Bnei Israel
that
they had to separate from their wives for 2 or 3 days because of Pulat Shechvazera. Sometimes Heyam also relates to that. There's
we
pass in
that there's 3 days.
And then there's. So, how many, what do we pass in Halacha? 6 onus. Bottom, what is bottom? 4. So it's because 6 sonos is really just 3 days, and most is 4 days, not 5 days. So the Jewish tradition says. What?
Jewish tradition.
Yeah, Shmashas. Beginning of the day. You want to
make sure you start
with. What are the Jewish traditions that we do? Who? Haller.
What are the one area about when the cola, we said that the husband is the healthy one, and you can't, then he can't help the wife because he's going to show.
Zera lo shimsha to shimsha.
Oh.
No.
What else?
Did he get
after the Kabbalah Shabbos? Did he get
after Kabbalah Shabbos? Yeah, there's a people Nishuk, Yemei Libuna.
Well, who's speaking here?
That was me. Zev Jarosho.
Zev Jarosho?
Yeah.
That's you?
Yeah, there's a people of Nishuk, Yemei Libuna.
Yeah.
Bring the Vestos. I'm sorry. Bring Vestos. Yeah, there's people of Nishuk.
That's right. What else?
This beginning or
what's the first Truma Sedition in the whole book?
Was it about where the ass is?
But the first one we learned about was about the definition of a Hargasha.
Right. Well, that's true. What does he say?
About
yeah. What were you saying, Judah Graber?
In the Shela, he asks, he writes the question, and that's why you could be Madaik from his Shela, and he says if there's Psifas Pia Makor. So you see from there that he's assuming that is Hargasha.
And we saw from the Shach that the Truma Sedition writes his own questions. He could pass him from his questions too.
Yeah, so tell me, we didn't do all the Truma Sedation. Which other one? The first Truma Sedation, it's not fair. It's about making early Shabbos.
You said, yeah, you spoke about that.
No, he said a different Truma Sedation.
Yeah, no, she can't go to the
Mikvah. In the book. We didn't do that together. So don't.
Didn't we do a Truma Sedeshin where there was a woman who was she didn't have a Vestis Kavua, but she never saw Dom before 14 days, right? And so I think the Truma Sedeshin said that the first 14 days she doesn't need to do a Bedika, but after those 14 days, since she could have, since she could be bleeding on the 15th, the 16th, the 20th, or whatever, then she would need a Bedika.
Yeah, that's right. However, Roberts, you are correct. What are you? There's another Truma Sedeshin we did that no one mentioned there, unless I misheard. Cutting nails? Who speaks about cutting nails? Yeah, well, what's the date of? But is there a Truma Sedeshin about cutting nails?
Ravon.
What does Ravon say?
Since it's going to get cut, the flakes has already been cut.
And therefore,
that creates the tzitza.
If she's right.
And what's the other reason for cutting the nails?
There.
And what if it's Friday night and you forgot to cut the nails?
Get someone else to do it.
Machlokas kineshach on the taz. Right, exactly. Machlokas kineshach on the taz.
Yeah, what does the Taz say?
The Taz says that you shouldn't cut it because it's not really, it's only a chumrah. So to violate Shabbos in order to...
No? Misayaya, Moshe.
Misayaya.
Is mamish according to the Taz.
Right, that's why the Taz says you shouldn't cut it, right? Because it's going to, it's a picture of Misayaya and this is all a chumrah in the first place.
And what does the Shach argue with the Taz?
He doesn't think it's Misayaya.
Why is it not Misayaya?
Because Misayaya, exactly.
Mosakiku is an exception, according to the Shach, to the din of Misayaya and Bomamish. He says, okay, Losakifu, because it's a plural in the Pasuk, whatever. So that's a bad example where you'd say Misayaya and Mamish, but in regular context, Misayaya is Ambo Mamish.
Okay, but there's still another Truma Sedeshin. Okay, well, that was said. What? What?
Can you keep your feet on the floor?
Oh, so keeping the feet on the floor, where is that from? A Mishnah, where? What? Mikvaos, yeah, Rabbi Fink. What does Mishnah say? Eli Fink? Say again?
Since if water comes into the first, you assume that there's water between it and the third.
What's the phrase?
Two
words.
I'm
Kadmon, right.
Mind
Kadmon? Yeah, what does that mean?
The water is there first.
Yeah. It's starting, the water on her foot. Her feet
starting. Where's the water?
The water she entered the bathroom. There's water on her feet.
On her feet?
Under
her feet.
On the sock. The water on the bottom of her feet. And that's me starting to the big for water. And then, so when she gets down to the bottom, that water is starting. And she's totally underneath.
Rabbi, I think we learned the same idea with the table, right? Where if the water, if you want to be matai her tova, some kind of table, and it goes into mud. So because originally the water...
Yeah, that's the source. That's the Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? Huh? Mikvos, yeah. No, so we'll Truma Sedeshin. Come on.
Is Truma Sedeshin the first 3 days you can't be told not
to? Oh, first 3 days. No, it's not a Truma Sedeshin. Sefer Truma. Who wrote the Sefer Truma? Rabbi De Baruch, Migur Maiza. Rabbi De Baruch, Migur Maiza.
It's a good book. You really should know every Sefer Truma also. True. But the yeah, so, well, come on, no one else. Come on, give me another.
Field is man a mitzvah about.
Whoa! Who said it?
Me, Michael Hurt.
Where are you?
We spoke about it, and that was where the discussion came up. I'm in Queens, unfortunately.
Queens.
I wish I every day I wish I was in the
Ellie Goldberg. He's also Queens.
Yeah, we have to have a chavrusa. We down in the same shtiebel, so it's nice. But,
you ever see my son? You ever see my son there?
Where is he?
He's in Yesoda.
Oh, I saw him
in the basement of Yesoda in the Otzer where they have the Vasikim. He was getting a safer. And they have Imri Baruch, but they don't have every volume. They only have
Baruch Frankel or Baruch Son.
And they have a safer there called Sukkos David, by the way. So I don't know. I don't know if it's Rebbe Sefer on his meetings with the David Feinstein, but they have a sukkah. They have a sefer called Sukkos David
in the Oaks. Who wrote the Sukkos David?
I forgot. I forgot who it was.
Come on. No, you gotta know this. He was a Rebbe in the Mir in Brooklyn. It's a yeshivish sefer. It had all yeshivish array. It used to be more common. People used it now, not as much. This lot of Sfarim came out, but okay. So, Rav Dov Kviat. Yeah. So that was the one I was looking for.
So I thought that was the discussion of Shach and Taz about whether you could be medayik from the questions or not. Like that's where, because it was about Baila Be'ir, whether that makes it Tevila B'zman.
What was the chiddush of the Truma Sedeshin? About going to the mikveh.
We don't have Nir Kamekar anymore.
We don't have Nir Kamekar anymore. So they're Nir Kamekar because. Oh. So therefore, maybe it should be also. But then he says a Chiddush.
That if Baila Be'ir, then it's considered Bismana? Or if it wasn't Baila Be'ir, then.
Of the Chi of Ona, right?
Or Peruvu. We were Mistopic and Shir, I think.
Yeah.
But. I think in the Truma Sedeshin it was pretty clear as Ono, right? That's what you said?
Could be.
But the Ramah used the words Peri Riyah.
Yeah.
Right, the Ramah says. The Ramah says because of Peri Riyah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But probably still needs Ono.
What's the did it be Mishamish in front of Svarim?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Double cover. Within, not a shelf, like within a cabinet, then that would be a...
So what does the Alpha Chaim say?
It's within the shelf.
Why?
Maybe it's
why?
The Goyim's binding of the books, no? Isn't that the Kafa Chaim?
Kafa Chaim was there, let's go slowly. So you want to say if the big shelf, what's the end of the big shelf? What's the how big does it have to be?
3 by 1
Yeah, I'm a Barum Gimel Amos, which is the shear of what?
Mikvah.
Okay, so then you have a Rishos, but then it's still Megula, so then you have to cover, and then maybe the cover. What is the Kafa Chaim says that, but what is What does he require also? The Kafa Chaim.
What does he require of the book? What was the parable of the binding itself?
It's not a sefer that's handwritten. It's a machine. Okay. Ooh, What if a person misses the first day of the Zayin Nikim to do a Bedikah?
The Shulchan puts a sum and says that the population do every twice a day, every day, but then you have any one of the 7 days. I know you put the shots that be the one you said.
So if you miss day one,
which part?
Say what you want to say.
Today, it's first you bring that one or seven, like Rav, and that's what it was there. And then you said that you should do one and seven.
And what does the Nodi Buzer say?
And it doesn't need to be done for 1 and 7, it shouldn't have to have 7.
Where does he say that? Okay. What halacha did we discuss in Hilchos Nida that is relevant to Megillas Rosh? What's the deal of Damchimut? So what happened in Megillas Rosh?
So God asks that you see that boy in a way.
So she was an eater. Well, so what is the answer?
Or maybe it was very close.
Okay. What's it in if a woman didn't brush her teeth and she went to the mikveh?
Did she find something? Did she brush her teeth?
She didn't brush her teeth.
Was she eating my water? Was she eating my pork?
Well, she definitely eats, you know.
I don't think you said that.
She didn't eat meat necessarily.
No barbecue. Also, she already had a relationship afterwards. We said we don't have to sort of back and be told though, but if she hadn't already been, we might have to be told her. Right then.
So what was what? What is it? Okay, what was the question? What was the last question? What? Yeah, so what's the deal? If you didn't brush your teeth.
It's amusing or mackerel.
If
you mean she balanced. She didn't buy anything. I don't think you should have to back.
She has a big piece.
And what if she didn't wash her hair and she didn't find anything?
Well,
It's no good.
It's no good, Michael Hurst says.
So this is Spiva. And it's all.
So is this different?
So it's closed.
Yes or no? Who says it's different?
There's a drasha. There's a drasha.
Who says it's different? The
what's drasha? What are you talking about? What do you mean drasha? Moshe Rosenstock said there's a drasha. What do you mean a drasha?
Yeah, what does he mean a drasha?
That only things which are on the outside of your body have to be in contact with the
water.
What
does it have to do with the fact that Bidi Evid, if you didn't do a check, that it's no good or good?
Right.
The Reif, it says Roy the Bias Mayim, right? That's what you need.
Right, so what's the halacha? No. Yeah, but say the hair, you didn't wash the hair, and there was nothing there. There was no chatzitzis.
I think we say we're makbed on chafifa more than other things because hair is more royal to be tangled, and that's why we had the tikkun of chafifa in the first place. Whereas we don't have such a chumra by teeth because Ezra didn't make that takana.
The teeth is vokal. What's Rav Moshe's chiddush about chatzitza in the base of storm?
That if it's easily removable, that it's considered royal bias mime, even now. That's how that came up with the cotton and the Vaseline. Right? That even though right now it's not royal bias mime, literally it can't get through, but if you could easily remove it, so then that's considered royal bias mime.
And what's the shot, MZ? Do you want to say something about it?
Yeah, MZ, sorry.
That's what I was going to say. Doesn't Moshe also hold that if it's there for a set period of time, then it's not considered makbid during that period of time?
Oh, yeah. So that's another thing that Moshe said. What did Moshe say about the blumba? What's up, Moshe, about the... let's talk about temporary fillings. But Moshe said something. Somebody called me from out of town. I missed the other day. And she went to the mikveh. And she forgot to take off her rings. But she never takes them off. She never takes them off, except to go to the mikvah. And now this time she forgot to take it off. What do you say?
There's a Pesach Chuv about this.
Who's speaking?
Moshe Rosenzweig.
Yeah.
There are different views, but if I remember correctly, the Pesach Chuv wanted to be Mako, that if she forgot to take it off and she never takes it off, then she wouldn't have to go again.
Related
to the Gemara about the Mokra, Survav, and diet,
that these people are not fit, and they like. So the woman that never takes off the ring, never eats
so, and it's
okay. So, what's the counter argument? I said, women take off the ring, so then. So then, it's an exception.
And Mokra Revav. So how do you answer the question from Mofer Revav? Because Mofer Revav maybe is a category on its own. Yeah. So then... But just because you don't take off your ring, you know, the...
This question also is you also seemingly she's not going to take them off also specifically when she's close to the mikvah. So seemingly even if she doesn't want to, but over the rest of her day, here she is not going to actually take it off. So then you would even if she never takes it off, but over here that's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is
right, it's not she can ask, right? She asks, so that
If we're up to her, maybe she wouldn't. She has to raise that. Maybe the person for a meek for the back of the
option. The back of the fish. What's a bagel?
Helps if you're in the program. A collapse.
So is that a chatzitza? Yeah, there's a yeah, so no. Right. Yeah, what's the story with a bandage?
We said that there may be a difference nowadays where the, because we were saying that perhaps in the Gemara we're worried about the medicine being worn off, so that she specifically may not, did not want the bandage in the water, but nowadays if it's covered well and we'll do that, so it's not the same.
Mm-hmm. What's the deal of Yefra with Psychus Kever below that?
He said that the Rambam thinks that it's possible that you
could what does the Gemara say?
Gemara is my focus now.
Yeah, what does the Gemara say? What's the case of the Gemara?
A woman who is my fellow is like a stillborn, something like that, and we kind of figure out if she actually, if it's possible that she's covered completely or something later, if, even if she didn't see any blood. Or if inside of it is blood or not, if that counts. And I think Allah only said that it's about that. If you assume it automatically is blood, no problem. So it's not as possible you have that.
What does Rashad say? But first of all, what is it though, the beautiful? MZ. Well, MZ, okay. What MZ says?
Michael can go. And it would be Ahmed, if it's something external going internally as well, that's also considered, would be considered a psichas be a mekor. So therefore, it would be Mahmer. And I think Rebbe said that's how he passed him. You know, Rebbe seemed to like the Svara more than if it's only from internal to external. But
who says,
yeah, then Rebbe usually wins.
Who? He says what?
That it's only external, but when it goes back in, it's not, you don't say, when you go in, inwards, it's not yet fair.
So when it is a problem?
When it's the only problem when it, something goes out.
Mm-hmm. What else are we talking about?
Marash Oshtar.
Okay, let's talk about the Marash Oshtar. What does he say?
He says that she's not going to give him food also. She's not a big help.
What's his Kiddush?
Even if it's not just wine.
Yeah. Who quotes the Marash Oshtar?
Shaq.
Such a common topic of our book. I think I remember it twice. Says that things that are
I don't really know if anybody would take a cup of popcorn that I would consider like per plate that they could share.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think we also said that they can have a plate in the middle, and they each take from the plate onto their own plate to actually with her as well.
Mm-hmm.
And her leftovers, and also her leftovers that she can that it's better for her. It's better for him to put it on his plate, but it could be the leftovers.
Or she can go out of the room.
I don't know if that's for most of time. I just say it's for most of time. The random outcomes. I mean, nowadays, why we're not for down Tovar.
Yeah.
Ramban, I think, says that because it's part of Zera, and the Rambam says that it's a form of the going.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarkas, they still do. Clearly, doesn't consider part of Zera. So he said, okay, it's a bit of like a minute, right?
Yeah, okay. It's a long time. Okay. I was saying, okay, we could go on for another 5 hours, but I think it was good. And as I said, so the story's like this. A couple of things. Tomorrow we're not going to have shiur. So, but Wednesday we're going to start Hilchos Aveilus. Okay, so, okay, and so please come. If you're around. You know,
Rabbi, do you have any svarim that you suggest that we purchase for Hilchos Aveilus? Besides for...
depends on how much time you're learning.
Jewish way of
death. Are you going to be in a farm store today?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you get there, you'll. The real classic sefer is the Ramban, the Torah Sodom of the Ramban, and the Hilchos Machos of the Maharam of Rutenberg. Those are the real svar. Yeah, and then, you know, and then other svar, you know, the different sofrim, was it the Tegavriel, but just come. That's the key, is to come.
Okay.
Okay, there's some people I don't think took all three machinas. So if you were one of those, you should be in contact with me. Because really, we're supposed to take three machinas. So, okay, so if you need to know who you are, if we didn't take all three machinas, then let me know. Okay. Because maybe you should get it done with now. You know, so you don't come to me in 4 years from now and say, oh, it's Chag HaSmicha, and I still didn't take all three machines. So I want everyone to, you know, be able to do it, and, you know, it shouldn't be lingering. Okay, so as I said, you know, there's a good man. He's, how many shiurim do you know who's keeping the records?
67, I think.
60. 70? I don't have an exact.
I could go on Bayitora. I think there's 36.
Yeah.
How many shiurim do we have? How many shiurim do we have? 73. Okay, 73. Okay, and again, you know, there's always more to say and more to...
That includes Bukhina stuff. 73, no?
Okay, so if you feel that you didn't take all three, you know, be in touch with me so we could do that. Okay, you know, it was a very good one, and Rez Hashem, start the
I wanted to know if we could see anything about those right now next year.
Yeah, Rabbi, last one. You wanted to say, Rabbi, last Avidan? Aviel. Give me 1 second. Aviel.
I was there for all three.
Yeah.
I don't know what counts for taking all three. No, that's
the you're in.
That if it counts that was in the group, and I tried my best to answer one question, and I won.
You're not going to see Mark Sam.
Not going to Veritas. I think Veritas is 4 years. Which is worth it. It's just for a takeaway.
But he didn't hold by the Eruv. The Ramosh Paisi called him out. He said, if you're going to make the Eruv, you better hold by the Eruv.
You got to make the Eruv, you got to hold by the Eruv.
What was this?
That's Ramosh Paisi. He said it like that.
Yeah.
Exactly, in English, fluid.
There was a
rabbi
who made an Eruv in Manhattan. But he didn't want to hold by it himself. He just made it for his cover.
He made it for the stroller.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're trying to get started. Yeah. She said
they get the books.
Who wanted to ask you something?
I was
kind of. Oh, you wanted to.
Yeah.
Maybe I have a question also.
I was just wondering, because next year, I'm going to be in the first class in the morning. So I'm not going to be able to do the Limud for your data. I wouldn't be getting credit. I just wanted to have some from
so. If you made it back here.
Okay. Thank you, Rabbi. I missed the second one.
Okay.
And also, I learned the Bayless first. Okay. I can give you a shot for us. Thank you.
Okay.
So, what can I do by second?
So
then.
The second. Do it as soon as you can, and then when you're finished.
Okay.
Rebbe.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Maybe
sometime next week.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
I'm on Zoom. I don't know if you could see me.
Yeah, I see you.
Hi. So first of all, I just want to say thank you for a great year in Zman. It was great learning Nida. I just wanted to make sure that Rebbe wasn't confused that on registration, I was registered under the YP thing, under the YP shear, but I was doing the smicha.
So maybe you should speak to them to transfer you over.
What does that mean? No, I'm saying
you're on the wrong roster.
When you're filling out the grades, I'm saying.
Yeah. No, you're on the wrong roster, so make them put you on the right roster.
It's too late now, though. It's because it's over.
Okay, so call me. We'll talk about it.
Okay, right. Rebbe. Thank you, Rebbe.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Let me see if I can switch this one.